Harper Audio presents The Witch of Portobello by Paulo Coelho, a novel read by Rita Wolf, translated from the Portuguese by Margaret Hulde Costa. Copyright 2006 by Paulo Coelho. English translation copyright 2007, Margaret Hulde Costa. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for those who turn to you. Amen. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they that come in may see the light. Luke 11:13. The Witch of Portobello. Before these statements left my desk and followed the fate I eventually chose for them, I considered using them as the basis for a traditional, painstakingly researched biography, recounting a true story. And so I read various biographies, thinking this would help me, only to realize that the biographer's view of his subject inevitably influences the results of his research. Since it wasn't my intention to impose my own opinions on the reader, but to set down the story of The Witch of Portobello as seen by its main protagonists, I soon abandoned the idea of writing a straight biography, and decided that the best approach would be simply to transcribe what people had told me. Heron Ryan, 44, journalist. No one lights a lamp in order to hide it behind the door. The purpose of light is to create more light, to open people's eyes, to reveal the marvels around. No one sacrifices the most important thing she possesses, love. No one places her dreams in the hands of those...